Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
China's cyber threat is greater than any other nation. China's hackers, their hacking program is greater than every other major country combined.
The FBI director has come out and discovered a giant new threat that's blown him away.
You came back to the government. You've been at the Justice Department before. And when you came back and as FBI director, were you surprised at the scale of Chinese spy?
You know, it's a good question. I obviously had worked on a lot of this before when I was Assistant Attorney General. The counterespionage section reported up to me, so I thought I knew a lot about the Chinese espionage campaign and theft campaign. But maybe more than any other threat I've seen since I've come back into government, back into law enforcement in this role, this one blew me away. And I'm not the kind of guy that uses words like blown away easily.
Kind of like the FBI until the mid-1950s told Congress that La Cosa Nostra and organized crime by the Italians did not exist.
Certain people may find out certain things which you might not want mentioned.
Sorry you said that.
I'm sorry it had to be said.
Well, now they tell us Chinese spies don't exist. Even though they basically took over Hollywood, took over the Democratic Party, put their operatives in as the managers of senators and members of the House. But now because George Soros said that China and the communists are bad because he's God.
And Xi Jinping's guilty secret is bound to be revealed either during the Winter Olympics or soon thereafter.
Now the FBI is allowed to admit it exists. Because Xi Jinping, for all of his evil and all of his corruption, has decided to not have forced abortion and has decided to tell people to have three children and has decided to be proud of being Chinese and not wanting to destroy his country. And so because he did that and is not giving George Soros his sacrament of dead babies, well, now George Soros's minion has come out and discovered the Chinese communist threat. This is it's like discovering the moon when, you know, you're 50 years old or something.
You've said recently that the Chinese probably have the data of every American adult. They've stolen. Why should that matter? Why should I care if the Chinese have my personal data?
Well, China's government is engaged in an effort to, both at home and abroad, to engage in monitoring, surveillance, espionage, and other kinds of targeting. And the information, the data that they steal helps them advance those efforts. And so, you know, back in China, you might see that reflected in things like social credit scores and eavesdropping and other forms of oppression. But part of the problem is that they're exporting parts of that police state here in the United States.
FBI director reveals the one threat to the U.S. that has blown him away. But wait a minute, he just said 2 years ago and a year ago that white supremacy is the most lethal threat in America, says the FBI director Ann Biden.
And we won't ignore what our intelligence agencies have determined to be the most lethal terrorist threat to the homeland today. White supremacy is terrorism.
And I will say that a majority of the domestic terrorism cases that we've investigated are motivated by some version of what you might call white supremacist violence, but it includes other things as well.
We hear all about the white supremacists are the number one threat. Not the Mexican drug cartels, not MS-13, not the communist Chinese, not radical Islam. No, white people are inherently evil and white people are inherently bad, and being white is inherently a bad thing. You see that taught in the schools, taught everywhere by the Marxist-Leninist leftists that are using that as their divide-and-conquer strategy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
News today.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Sunday, February 6th. The year is 2022, and all hell is literally breaking loose around the world. So strap yourselves in. I want to thank you all so much for joining us this evening. Let me just go through the news we're going to be covering here. I'm going to be hosting 4 hours tonight, not just the regular Sunday edition, Alex Jones, 4 to 6 p.m., that we've been doing for 16 years in this slot, 20-plus years syndicated during the weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. But, of course, we have Sunday Live that Owen Schroyer usually hosts, but I wanted to host it tonight because I've got so much news to cover. So I'll be here 4 to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, and I'll be back 11 a.m. Central tomorrow in this chair, Lord willing, because the times are so important. Okay. First off, you all know what happened Friday afternoon, or you should probably, and that is Bloomberg put out the headline that Russia had attacked Ukraine, and they had all their reporting ready for what then supposedly unfolded. They did this before the last two Iraq wars as well. This is all part of a PSYOP. I'll be getting more into it today. But the Russian Foreign Ministry spokesperson said the new name for fake news should be Bloomberg. I absolutely agree. And here's a shot of it with the headline, top story, Russia invades Ukraine. The truth is the West is run by total globalist criminals. They have destabilized Eastern Europe. They are moving massive amounts of high-tech Class A weapons, anti-aircraft, anti-personnel, anti-tank weapons in. And they have started a proxy war with Russia as the midterm election October surprise come early for the puppet President Joe Biden. And so now they're not just going to blow up some third world Muslim country that can't fight back as a political distraction while they open the borders up to those very Muslims once they're pissed off at us, all part of the Hegelian dialectic of problem reaction solution and the great reset replacement migration. No, they're going to attack the second most powerful nuclear power in the world on their own turf. What a wonderful, wonderful idea. Bloomberg had fake headline, Russia invades Ukraine on homepage for 30 minutes. They'll be drilling more into this. And Bloomberg said they're getting ready for war and that it was just an accident because they were preparing for war. We prepare headlines for many scenarios, and the headline, Russia invades Ukraine, was inadvertently published around 4 p.m. today on our website. We deeply regret the error. That headline has been removed, and we are investigating the cause. You know, back when I was a little more naive in 2008, I got up one morning at about 6:30 in the morning, went in, got some coffee, turned on my desktop big screen computer, and there was the headline on Drudge and everywhere else that it was coming from CNN that Russia had invaded Georgia. And I jumped the shower real quick, jumped the car, drove in. By the time I got to work at about 9 o'clock, was checking foreign news channels, including German and others, and they were reporting, actually, well, the Russians got attacked on their border in Abkhazia, South Ossetia, and then they came in. And that was all true, but it didn't matter. Our media said that Russia had attacked Georgia. So if you follow the past actions of the globalists, looks to me like they're getting ready to launch a larger war against the Russians and try to take back some of the areas that the Russians took in 2014 on their border and, of course, their main pipeline and main Black Sea base there strategically in southern Ukraine. And so if the Russians then dare defend themselves, the West is going to say, oh, it's a false flag. The Russians attacked themselves, and we never really attacked them and started a war. And then they get the provocation they want with the Russians that the West has been pushing so hard, but can blame them. Just like Gulf of Tonkin, 1964, to officially launch a larger conflict, a police action, as they called it, in Vietnam, declassified 2004, that it was a staged operation by the Secretary of Defense, Robert McNamara. And they released that same year because it was many, many decades after that on the anniversary, 2004, back to 1964. I did the math. That's 40 years. And they said right there on record and released the tapes on C-SPAN of, and I say tapes because you can hear it loop whenever he's talking, and then you'll have good audio and then bad audio because the tape's so old and warped. They were recording, and LBJ's down at his Texas ranch outside Austin in Johnson City, and there he is telling McNamara, okay, what's going on? And McNamara gives him the orders and says, you'll hear the news in about 5 hours. We're going to say we were attacked. And then he tells him how to officially put the story out. So that's what they're getting ready for. That's what they're doing. It's incredibly dangerous. It's incredibly bad. And Tucker Carlson on Friday did a really great job of laying this all out. So I don't normally air his whole monologue, but we're going to do it today because he did such a great job laying out what happened in that huge fiasco on Thursday at the State Department, where the CIA operative, well known for lying about everything you can imagine, including there's no way Kabul will fall and there's no way the Taliban will take it over, days before it happened, deer in the headlights or weasel in the spotlight or cockroach in the spotlight, the little globalist anti-American New World Order operative, said, just take my word for it. It's true. They are going to stage a false flag, complete with fake movie productions. I mean, anything Russians show, they're going to say is a fake production. When it was the white helmets and the blue helmets and the UN got caught, along with a bunch of the Islamics, in Syria staging chemical attacks on Assad, which later came out were staged and were fake. And the little boy that was supposedly dying from the nerve gas, he went on TV and said it was all fake and they paid his dad to have him do it. Remember, the kids are doing this and they may stop and look and say, do I keep going? They go, yeah. I mean, all of that, ladies and gentlemen, is what the globalists do. Could the Russians stage a false flag? Absolutely. I'm not saying they're perfect, but the New World Order is the big, aggressive, dominant thing that's on the Russian border. Here's some of what Tucker had to say Friday night.
We'll play just one more portion of this exchange in which Matt Lee flips the usual script and accuses Ned Price of sounding like a crazed conspiracy nut. It's beautiful. Watch.
What is the evidence that they, I mean, this is like crisis actors, really? This is like Alex Jones territory you're getting into now. What evidence do you have to support the idea that there is some propaganda film in the making?
Matt, this is derived from information known to the U.S. government, intelligence information that we have declassified. I think you
well,
know.
Okay, well, where is it? Where is this information?
It is intelligence information that we have declassified.
Well, where is it? Where is the declassified information?
I just delivered it.
But, no, you made a series of allegations.
One correction. Alex Jones lies far less and is far more credible than Ned Price is. But you see the point. Ned Price lost that exchange. He claimed to have information that he did not have, and Matt Lee persistently called him out on it. So Ned Price just ran out of BS. The BS barrel was empty. So what did he do then? What did Ned Price do then? You know the answer. Ned Price did what they all do when they're cornered. He went right to the lowest personal attack. He didn't call Matt Lee racist. He's probably saving that for next week. But he did suggest that Matt Lee is more sympathetic to Russia than he is to his own country, the United States. He implied that Matt Lee is a shill for Vladimir Putin. Watch.
If you doubt the credibility of the U.S. government, of the British government, of other governments, and want to, you know, find solace in information that the Russians are putting out, that is that is for you to do.
I'm not asking what the Russian government is putting out, and what is this supposed to be?
So if you're on Russia's side, now in an earlier age, this is the point where Matt Lee would have vaulted the podium and punched Ned Price right in the face. There was a time in this country when calling a man disloyal was a grave and serious charge. You could not let that stand. That's not true anymore. We're so used to it now. We hear it constantly.
And Tucker Carlson, in the full report that will air coming up later in this hour, or if not, if you don't have time, when I host the third and fourth hour, you got to go watch it. It's on InfoWars.com. He announces that he's now under CIA investigation, which is illegal in the U.S. to have the CIA doing that. And remember, last year he broke the NSA was spying on him illegally. The media denied it, but later it turned out it was true. So that's the country we live in, ladies and gentlemen, where the deep state thinks it owns all of us like we're in North Korea. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news! Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Waking up fast. The mask is coming off. Just a few days ago, on Thursday, Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, got up on TV and said, do not protest, do not speak out, do not criticize anything when you're in China, or you'll get disappeared like this Dutch reporter. TV viewers can see this. The video is posted up on Infowars.com. Dutch reporter hauled off by CCP officials during Olympics live report because they didn't like what he had to say. You see the red armband of the thought police that he was taken away to a police facility, reportedly will be deported if he's lucky. They disappear him. So there you go. And so Pelosi told folks, he said, I would say to our athletes, you're there to compete. Do not risk incurring the anger of the Chinese government because they are ruthless, Pelosi said. I know there is a temptation on the part of some to speak out while they're there. I respect that. And she goes, but, and then she goes on to say, they don't care what you say. You know, here's the issue. Communist China is a competing tyranny to the globalists that have hijacked America. And they're a competing power structure to the European Union and the Russians. Those are the major power structures that are governmental. There's the United States and the Anglo-American corporate combine. That's what they call themselves. There is the EU that's partially allied with that. There is the communist Chinese and there is the Russians. Now, above that is the Davos Group and the UN and the multinational corporations that form the New World Order. And they are in full control of the Anglo-American establishment, a military arm, that is the UK and the US and the Commonwealth nations. And so that's why you see the US as a quasi-Commonwealth nation now. On every channel, they celebrated the Queen's 70th year of reign today. And how magnificent it is and how wondrous. That didn't start till the 20s when British intelligence began infiltrating and taking over the U.S. government. By the way, they've all written books on it. It's not denied at Ph.D. level, classes at Georgetown. They teach you at Harvard and Georgetown and the Foreign Service that you are in the Queen's service and a global government that they know best and you're a kingsman and all of this. And it has nothing to do with the Brits. It's that combine of the British East India Company and the rest of it. So, that's the global government system of corporate rule is the British and Dutch East India companies. That's what this all comes out of. And so that's why you're told George Washington is bad and Thomas Jefferson is evil and Teddy Roosevelt is bad, but God save the Queen. And Pelosi says you need to shut your mouth. If you're an American over there, meanwhile, they're censoring people here. We have the spectacle of the press secretary saying she basically wants Joe Rogan shut down. And they have legislation now they're trying to pass that's heavily sponsored, may pass in the House, to start funding mainstream corporate media and certify that only it is allowed to be on social media, where everyone else who isn't certified can't even have a chance to have someone share your article. And if you violate the certification by creating a futurenews.news or resetwars.com, well, that's criminal. Including for, I mean, folks, this is North Korea level stuff. So while they criticize China, which they should, they don't say a word about us. But you see, China was set up by the globalists. China was set up by the New World Order. China was set up by this entire system. And now what did Xi Jinping start doing in the last 5 years? He said, no, I'm going to have a big military too, not just control the world's raw materials and resources. That's the deal they've made. China will do all the manufacturing, control the world that way, but the West will have the military. China, of course, double-crossed, didn't follow that, and is now trying to take over the United States with their spies and operatives. And now the FBI that said there weren't any Chinese spies is like panicking, saying, oh my God, they're everywhere, they're taking over, good Lord, help us! Because they were so busy trying to crush America and take our guns and dumb us down and cut our sons' penises off, literally, as their sacrament of Satanism, that now the Chi-Coms have double-crossed them and own Hollywood and everything else. And are rolling up the Democrats as spies. So suddenly all these Chi-Com agents are suddenly saying China's a threat, but only because they're in trouble. So that's where all this is going. And just like Hitler made deals with Stalin and Hitler then double-crossed Stalin, it's the same thing going on here. One criminal group's made a deal with another criminal group, and now that it's time to cut up the loot, they're trying to kill each other. There's no honor among thieves, as it has been said for thousands of years, because it's a law of the universe, a law of the world, and it's what's going on. So all of the China-file, China worship by the Democratic Party, and by the Washington Post, and by all the rest of them, how Xi Jinping's going to save us, and Xi Jinping's going to crush Trump. Remember that big headline in the Washington Post? Suddenly, like you flip a switch, just like he was Uncle Joe Stalin, he was the best guy for America, he was a reformer, he was a humanitarian, New York Times, Washington Post, Time Magazine, Joe Stalin is the man. If he can't do it, nobody can. And as soon as World War II ended, and as soon as Churchill gave his Iron Curtain speech, and as soon as that began, suddenly he was the biggest devil the world had ever seen. And by the way, he was pretty bad by every yardstick. But the point is that you have these power structures fighting with each other, and these big multinational corporations that want to dissolve the nation states and want to only have a world UN army trying to balance all of that and get full control and engineering the virus release and the lockdowns and the tyranny as an attempt to give their corporations and systems more control. But now it's already starting to unravel incredibly quickly. So when we come back, we're going to lay out more of what's really going on geopolitically and why Biden is trying to start a war or a proxy war that's already going on with Russia, and what we can expect with 275 days from the election. But what have I been saying year after year, month after month after day? Cyber attacks the globalists launch, they'll blame on foreign powers because they stand to gain from staying in power as posing as our protectors when they have all the motives and history of actually running the attacks. Economic implosions, wars, imploding borders, inflation. The globalists are waging war against the populations they want to suck dry and make poor so they can control us and depopulate us under a medical tyranny takeover. Just like Hitler was busy trying to kill all these indigenous populations he didn't like while he was fighting the Russians and the Allies and all the rest of it. And it's the same globalist strain that created Hitler has now created Klaus Schwab and the Bilderberg Group and the New World Order. So they want a medical tyranny. They want to slowly suck us dry, bankrupt us, and kill us. Because their main religion is, you know, killing people through medical tyranny. It's the sick thing they're into. It's their how they get their kicks. It's their fetish. While they try to dominate the big commie power structure they put it in China to feed off them, and the same Anglo-American establishment put the Bolsheviks in under Lenin, but Stalin double-crossed Lenin and kicked him out along with Trotsky, well, killed Lenin, kicked out Trotsky, and so the globals are like, we control you, we control you, we control you, we hate our own people too. They're trying to kill the Russians, kill the Chinese, kill the Americans, kill the patriots, kill the babies, kill the children, cut the boys' penises off in America. That's their whole mission is kill, 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 murder everybody.
Sold out for months, X3 is now back in stock.
Ladies and gentlemen, just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And so many people are deficient in iodine. It's not the soil anymore. Most of it, the ocean, is contaminated. But when you get high-quality triiodine, all three of the healthy types together, it does amazing things for your stamina, your libido, but most importantly, your immune system. So, X3, the only triiodine on the market, highest grade, is now exclusively available again at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. If you've not experienced clean, pure iodine, and what it does for your body, it takes about 2 weeks to kick in on average, you really need to experience X3. Those of you that have tried it, used it, I know you're going to be reordering it. But particularly those that haven't ever tried the product, you need it. Because it's amazing what it does for your body. It's the good halogen, not the bad halogen. And it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So again, X3, back in stock. 50% off for a limited time.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live on this February 6th, Sunday, worldwide transmission. Remember, the signal gets boosted and we reach more people. They're able to take on the globalist when you take the live feeds from futurenews.news, from Infowars.com/show, or from local radio stations that you're listening to on the AM or FM dial and share their station feed that has my show transmitted on as well. And that's how we reach new people in this information war. Again, the entire New World Order program is about suppression of information when they make their big biomedical tyranny takeover move that is in Operation Dark Winter, that is in Operation Lockstep, that is in Operation Event 201, and many others, down to the finest details of how they would create the virus, release the virus, and then train us to live in fear, and then forcibly inject us with a gene therapy that erases our immune system, and then give us a world ID through the vaccine passport via the phones to track and trace everywhere we go and control what we do. And coming up today, I'm going to host right through to 8 o'clock tonight, and I'm going to air some incredible excerpts from a very important event taking place in Germany right now, where they are having an international criminal court hearing with top judges, lawyers, scientists, and others, and they have handed down the findings of recommended indictments. Now, one of the things that the Pentagon, going back to the 1940s when it said it was in the business of freedom, said is important to do is to first have people's courts, but with prestigious people. That's what the Declaration of Independence was. Continental Congress. And then you put the evidence on so the public sees it. And that day the newspapers should come and write about it. The public will then debate about it, decide what they wanted to do. Committees of correspondence grew in to the Continental Congress in July 4th, and the rest is history. And if you go into the Pentagon's 198 ways for civil disobedience and nonviolent resistance, one of the main ones is mock trials and mock juries. Now, this is a very prestigious one that just took place in Germany, and there's hours and hours of it. I've got a few excerpts, 30 minutes or so, that will air in the fourth hour tonight. We also have a big article on Infowars.com with some of the key quotes and links and videos there that I suggest you go and you get. Now, it's not just mock grand jury investigations going on or international criminal courts going on with Nuremberg, too. Here's some of the big articles. Business Insider and others. Rand Paul, senator, says Republicans will investigate Fauci if they retake the Senate, escalating a long-running personal feud, says Business Insider. No, he lied about gain of function. He ran the program. He said weaponize it. He created COVID-19 on record. He deserves to go to prison for the rest of his life, bare minimum. Paul promises investigation of Fauci, Republicans take Senate. You're like, well, promises, promises. Oh, but guess what? Congress has now started an investigation into Fauci and gain of function. So that's very, very important. And this happens because you can see all these articles. I go through them. I mix them up. Guys, I had the article in my stack where Congress announces and the committee announces, even though Democrats are in control, an investigation of the Wuhan virus origin and Fauci gain of function. That was the biggest story today. And for some reason, I just got it mixed into my stack and cannot find it. But it was here. And so I'm asking you guys to find that for me ASAP. Working on it. Thank you very much. But that's a big deal right there. So you've got Paul doing this, and then we've also got a new criminal investigation started by Parliament in the UK. And so some good things are happening, some amazing things are happening, and we're closing in on these criminals. So Rand Paul comes out and says they're going to launch a criminal investigation. British scientist Sir Jeremy Farr faces U.S. Congress probe. Oh, here's another one, too, over COVID cover-up concerns. Daily Mail, one of Britain's top scientists, is to be interviewed under oath by the U.S. Congress over concerns that he was at the center of a cover-up about the origins of COVID-19. Because he's in the emails with Fauci and Daszak saying they're going to cover it up through the medical journals. Sir Jeremy Farr was among a group of scientists who initially claimed the coronavirus could have been man-made in a lab in the Chinese city of Wuhan, where the pandemic began. But after discussions with U.S. officials and other leading scientists, in February of 2020, he changed his position. So they're going after the lowest level and moving up towards the top of the pyramid of criminals. That would be Bill Gates and the New World Order. So there is one of those congressional investigations going on right there. And then here's what I was mentioning. I want to play a clip of this, clip one. International Criminal Grand Jury Investigation. Psychopathic globalists use COVID to commit crimes against humanity. And these are current judges, former judges, top lawyers, top scientists, a who's who at this international coalition of lawyers and judges convened a hearing to prosecute the crimes against humanity perpetrated by governments who use COVID-19 as the pretext. Great Reset, New World Order, all the documents, how they did it, it is incredible. And they say this is a blueprint for grand juries to indict in Europe and the UK and the US and Canada and their areas, and a blueprint for governments and other magistrates to begin criminal prosecutions. Here is a short clip of U.S. German attorney Dr. Rainer Fulmich gives statements at the International Criminal Grand Jury. Here's clip one. Our governments are not our governments anymore. Rather, they have been taken over by the World Economic Forum.
Three, the same people who made the swine flu, which ultimately turned out to be a mild flu, into a pandemic 12 years ago by first changing the definition of what a pandemic is and then creating panic, created this corona pandemic. The swine flu was their first real attempt at creating a pandemic. And just as one of its purposes then was to divert our attention from the blatantly fraudulent activities of their financial industry, more aptly to be called a financial mafia, which had become visible through the Lehman crisis, this is also one of their major purposes of this corona pandemic now. Had we taken a closer look then, during the Lehman crisis, instead of blindly believing our government's promises that the perpetrators of those financial crimes will be held liable, we would have seen then that they had been looting and plundering our public coffers for decades. And we would have seen that our governments are not our governments anymore. Rather, they have been taken over by the other side through their main platform, the World Economic Forum, which has started to create their own global leaders through their Young Global Leaders program as early as 1992, two of the first graduates being Angela Merkel and Bill Gates. And we would have understood already then what we will show you now through this proceeding. These financial crimes went unchallenged by our politicians because they're aiding and abetting those who commit them and profiting from these crimes.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is so powerful. We're going to have big excerpts of this for you in the fourth hour, but links to the whole thing are at InfoWars.com right now. International Criminal Grand Jury Investigation, psychopathic globalists use COVID to commit crimes against humanity. This will bring them down. This has all the proof. You've got to share it like your life depends on it, because it does. The children are counting on us, ladies and gentlemen. In places like Austria, the deadly COVID jab is now mandatory, 6 months in prison, and force injections. The end of the Nuremberg Code, the greatest tyranny ever seen at this scale. Former BlackRock executives gone public as a whistleblower says Big Pharma's liability shields could be at risk if fraud is discovered. He now says it is, and depopulation, and it gets worse. Now the Pentagon has confirmed major whistleblowers that went public, confirming massive death and illnesses inside of the military with the deadly shot. This is genocide. This is a globalist attack on our military. We'll be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
For only 72 hours, our groundbreaking course that helps you break free of the globalist mind control matrix, Reset Wars, Mind Wars, Spirit Wars, is 50% off at ResetWars.com.
There has been massive, unprecedented censorship at every level to block this information. The enemy knows it's powerful and wants to keep you in a psychological, spiritual prison. This gives you the tools to break out of that system. This points out the tools that God created and has already given you, but that most people forgot or never discovered. BesetWars.com right now has this course, 7 hours long, for 50% off. And your purchase funds the InfoWar, so it's a 360 win. The only way you fail is not taking action. This is the most important information I've ever put out. It's available exclusively at ResetWars.com for 50% off for 72 hours. ResetWars.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
In the United States, heart failure impacts more than 6 million adults, leading to about 1 million hospitalizations each year. Heart failure is a long-lasting condition in which the heart is unable to pump enough blood to meet the body's needs for blood and oxygen. But there are things people can do in consultation with their healthcare provider to help manage their disease. This is true for Ray, who is currently living with heart failure.
I find that communications with my doctors is key. This includes notifying them of any changes in heart failure symptoms and listening to their advice.
To help support people living with heart failure by providing educational resources, Merck, in collaboration with Mended Hearts, has introduced At the Heart of the Matter, Moving Forward After Your Heart Failure Hospitalization.
While it can be discouraging at first to hear that you have heart failure, you eventually find out you aren't alone in this journey.
Learn more, know more. Visit attheheartofthematter.com for more information. This segment is brought to you by Merck.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Special edition of the Sunday edition of the Alex Jones Show. Normally I come in here from 4 to 6 p.m. and love every minute of it. It's a great honor being able to talk to so many of you, but tonight I'm going to host Sunday Live that Owen Schroyer and Harrison Smith and Christy Lee rotate through. This is important every Sunday to have live information as the week begins, but tonight I'm going to be hosting and the first 45 minutes or so, we're going to get into Joe Rogan. Now, they're trying to take him off the air and how they're going through his whole catalog of things he said and done and are really fighting to remove him because they have to remove the idea of you being able to listen to what you want and for you being able to question their narrative and their fraud. And, you know, I know basically quite a bit of the inside baseball, the whole thing. I'm not at liberty to get into all of it or why more of the episodes have been taken down by Spotify and the rest of it, but
This will be critical information for all of our free speech and our First Amendment here in the United States, what I cover at the start of Sunday Live, 6 p.m. tonight. It'll just roll over from the Alex Jones Show. A lot of stations are picking up Sunday Live. We only carry 6 minutes of ads an hour. Those are the local spots, no network breaks. And that's as we phase in over the next few years into the podcast format. We'll still have a setup, though, for all of our great affiliates out there. And as I said, March 1st, I'm going to start 2 nights a week, and then on Saturdays, doing at least a 2-hour live commercial-free show every single day for calls and guests and more, because these are such intense, incredible times, and the globalists have been trying to take us off the air. And are desperately fighting to try to get me arrested or indicted and arrested, and just trying to, you know, it's their admitted goal, because our work is so important to do that. And so, yes, the candle burns only half as long, it burns twice as bright. And we are burning the candle at more than both ends. Have you ever thrown a candle into a fire and it just explodes like gasoline? Well, that's InfoWars. We're pedal to the metal. Mad Max all the way, not playing games, totally committed. So you know how real this is and how over the target we are. Now, Roger Stone's joining us in the next hour. And I should have hyped this better. I just get so much in my mind going on because he's been on fire lately. He's always informative. And he has been heavily involved with the massive canvassing in Florida and other states that I saw being covered on OAN Friday. But he's been involved in it. And they have found 30-40% of the voters are fake. And they found that, of course, it's for the Democrats' side. Almost none of it is skewed towards Republicans. There is some of that, but 90-plus percent is skewed towards Democrats. So they show up at people's houses that voted in the last election, and they go, no, we've lived here 5 years. And that person never lived here. I bought this house from A or Z. In some of the cases, they go, yeah, that guy moved out 6 months ago. But in large portions of the cases, it's totally fake. But the people are voting. They have a name, they live there, but they don't really live there. And they live in California, but they're voting in Florida. Or they're voting in Texas, but they live in New York. I mean, and a lot of these are Democrats that know what's going on, and they move all around the country and vote 3 or 4 times every election. So that's huge news. But we're not supposed to question it, right? Like, don't be racist towards Chinese people, CNN told us for years, and ABC. There's no Chinese spies. And now the FBI director's like, they're taking over, it's an emergency, I'm blown away, this is the biggest threat ever, I can't believe it. All because the Chinese have bitch-slapped them and said, no, you work for us now, not the other way around. And we're going to have 3 kids. As China openly owns 4 of the 6 production houses that literally teach that young boys should all be castrated and be little girls while it's illegal in China. But China pays and broadcasts, cut your boys' penises off, cut your boys' penises off, cut your, I mean, that's what they do. And we're like, yes, sir, we're liberal. Get in there. And if they convince a 5-year-old that they're really a girl, then at age 7, it's time for the surgery. And I don't hate people that grow up who are adults, who feel like that's who they are, and they do that. The point is that the chemicals are in the water, everything's in the food. Genital sizes are shrinking down. Men are becoming more effeminate because in utero in the first trimester, there's a whole spectrum of chemicals that cause the male fetus to not fully develop into a male. And the basic stamp of a fetus in the zygote stage is female. I mean, people ask, why do men have nipples? I mean, well, because the stamp and the original code of the embryo, and of course it gets into the sperm and deciding the sex. I mean, from the time the zygote's formed, it's a male or female, but the main imprint of the skeletal structure and the entire structure of the body is female, and then the male traits develop. That is cut off by the chemicals. So this is a giant admitted globalist plan. And by the way, I forgot to air it on Friday. The head of Turning Point USA, Charlie Kirk, just gets more and more hardcore. I didn't like him. I mean, I met him in RNC 2016. He seemed like a likable fellow. And I thought they did some good, but, you know, kind of pop Republicans and fun, and kind of, oh, we're nice to liberals, come join our big tent. That just didn't seem hardcore to me. But now he's out there saying transgenderism is about transhumanism and about giving up on our humanity and becoming machines, because that's really what it is. And now Steve Bannon gets it. Everybody, and so we either get this or we get destroyed by it. Because it's real. And it's going on. And it's meant to destroy us. If you reach 18 years of age and you want to be a woman or you want to be a man or you want to, you know, whatever it is you want to be, I'm for you being able to do that if that's your choice. Okay? But do not target children and brainwash them and then say they've made that decision before they're of age and then have the state come in and guide them into destruction and annihilation. So we'll get that Charlie Kirk clip as well. But I went down a rabbit trail. That's one reason Roger Stone's coming on the huge election fraud news. The big one is he is really upset about Russia and really upset about Biden trying to launch a war as his midterm election diversion. And just where all this is going and the failure of Republicans to stand up against this. I mean, we got polls out of 76 to 82% of Americans, Democrats, Republicans, you name it, do not want war and do not want to be on the doorstep of Russia starting a fight with them and moving heavy weapons in. I mean, imagine if Russia was had moved $5 billion of weapons, anti-aircraft, anti-tank weapons, cluster bombs, you name it, right up to the Toronto U.S. border with Niagara Falls. Or imagine if they'd moved it up to, say, South Texas. It's crazy, ladies and gentlemen. And now they're out there saying, oh, the invasion's coming any day. The war is about to start any day. Oh, they're going to stage an attack on their own troops. And Russia's like, no, we're not. No, we're not. No, we're not. You're massing weapons. We put troops on our borders in case you launch an attack. It's clear you're about to launch an attack, and you're saying we're going to launch an attack against ourselves as a pretext, which is a real thing that happens. But do you trust that the globalists are the ones starting the fight, or do you trust that it's the Russians doing it? I mean, who do you think is behind it? Who do you trust? Who do you not trust? And so it's very obvious to me with the history and the background and what they're doing and the proxy war already happening in Ukraine that the globalist forces are going to try to stage a provocation to get the Russians to fight back when the Russians get attacked. And then when the Russians fight back, they're going to say that the Russians attack themselves. Any footage the Russians show of any buildings that get blown up or any tanks that get blown up or any military bases that get attacked, they're going to say that the Russians attacked themselves. And that's how World War II started. Hitler attacked his own military base on the Polish border at Gliwice in Operation Himmler. We'll cover it all with Roger Stone next hour. Don't forget, now is the time to get prepared. Now is the time to have your bug out plan, and you need storable food. We have the highest quality storable food you're going to find at a really great price. You can find stuff that's better that costs five times more. This is great food I've chosen for my family. The biggest company in the U.S. because they've got such quality. They're only 15 years old, but they're the biggest in the U.S. now because of great customer service and great quality and great prices. And they're for the first time in 4 years offering 25% off exclusively on the entire line of Ready Hour My Patriot Supply at InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com takes you right to the subpage at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com and get 25% off. And they're not like me where I'll extend a sale a few days. They contractually with their other dealers and suppliers, because nobody else gets this deal but us. So we're their biggest distributor out of thousands. Nobody else gets it. So only until the 13th. It will run through midnight on the 13th into the 14th. I'll probably, you know, twist their arm another day or so. But there's only 5 or 6 days left on this. InfoWars, I guess 7 or 8 days left on this, at InfoWarsStore.com. And there's a lot of other great products at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Stay with us. Roger Stone coming up, hour number two.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.